The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus sent the 12 out, he sent them to do what he himself was doing already: power and authority over all demons to cure diseases and to proclaim the kingdom of God. Same mandates given to the apostles were also given to us in virtue of our own baptism. What does giving power and authority over all demons mean for us then as baptized, if we share in this very mandate given to the apostles? It means that we should play an active role in the elimination of evil, beginning with the demons that we battle with in our own lives. As what we heard from the letter of St. Paul, his grace is enough for us to win over those demons. What demons do you wage war with in your life right now? So that's the first one, giving power and authority over all demons. The second one is cure diseases. A large portion of Jesus' active ministry was devoted to healing, and so with the apostles. And also so with us. And this does not just refer to the physical healing, but the healing of the whole person, especially of the spirit, of the heart. And the ultimate healing of the heart is made possible through forgiveness and reconciliation, propelled by our own experience of God's mercy. How are you becoming an instrument of healing? Heeding this second mandate of Jesus to cure diseases. And last but certainly not the least, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. I've mentioned this before, that our message in our proclamation is not a teaching or a dogma, but a person, the very person of Christ. Beginning with our own very selves, is the message that is Jesus incarnated in our own lives. Does his person truly take flesh in us? So, my dear friends, as we take on these three important mandates, expelling demons, healing, and proclaiming the kingdom, Jesus asked us that we cannot be bringing excess baggage. No excess baggage with us. In fact, our baggage allowance is zero. What slows you down in partaking in the mission of Christ? What complicates your life right now, thus hindering us to truly be single-minded in that mission entrusted to us?